Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
You're listening to the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM, your community radio voice in St. John, New Brunswick. The mixtape airing every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. But it is a special episode this week at our station here, Local FM, because it is our funding drive week here from October 23rd to 29th, 2016, the one time a year that we reach out to our listeners and supporters in this community and beyond to support volunteer-driven community media in the greater St. John area. We're striving for a goal of $5,000, and we've made quite the headway already. It is only day 3 of 7, and we're at 25% of the way through our goal. You can pledge by giving us a call at 648-5925 on the on-air booth. Over the next 2 hours, we are going doubly long today. You can also pledge at localfm.ca. There's a donate tab there, or you can go directly to localfm.ca/donate on our brand new webpage, and you can find the PayPal link there. We also accept cash, checks, money orders, all in the name of Local FM or Campus Radio St. John. We can also take credit cards or the phone. So many different ways to make your stamp on community media in St. John. We'll tell you all about the details of what we'll be using the money for, all the details about the different swag and items available for you. But until then, I should introduce myself and a special guest today. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I come in at you in this time frame every single week. And I have a guest. Mark O'Connor is on the other side of the broadcast board this week.
Hello, hello. 25% of our goal already, Brian.
Yeah, super exciting. After one day, we are already 10% of the way through our goal. And now, as we're just entering the beginning of our third day, 25%. So quite a jump and a leap here to get us started. Someone said that they wanted to get the ball rolling through some of the donations that came before the start of the funding drive. And I said, you gave the ball a nice swift kick because we nearly raised $1,000 before we even started, which is so great. So nice to be able to talk about some great contributions and totals that we've been able to achieve before we even started. So I should allow Mark to give you a sense of who he is if you're not a regular listener of the station. Maybe you're just a fan of this show and this show exclusively. You're missing out. There's so much great stuff out there, both on the station and across the globe where you might be listening elsewise. But Mark hosts a show on Thursdays.
I do. It's called Ear Candy. So it's sugary sweet pop rock songs. I've been doing a show on station for almost 10 years. I guess in February it will be my 10th year if I've added all the years up right. I may not because I'm math challenged. But
I have a notepad with all that information.
Yes, I know. A spreadsheet. And you know, I just have a passion for music, a great love and a great lot of knowledge of music. And this was a great opportunity for me to share it with listeners, a way to be involved with, and also my vintage, the year that I was born, maybe a little too far back to mention, but people of my vintage don't seem to have continued with their passion for music that maybe they had when they were in university or a young adult. And this is a way for me to hang around with cool young people who still have that fire in their belly for music. So yeah, Ear Candy is the name of the show, and you hear it every Thursday between 5 and 6. That's been the schedule for, almost 8 years.
Probably since almost the beginning, yeah.
Almost beginning. Actually, I swapped positions with you and Tom and the mixtape way back when. This used to be your slot once upon a time, but for scheduling reasons, it worked out that we could swap around, so we did. So yeah, this is a fantastic place for people who have whatever their passions or interests are. I mean, we have shows like The Sky Above, where you've got meteorology and astrology. You've got Bobby Selby's show Vox Humana, which is focused on all the various ways the human voice can be expressed. You've got shows like Bedroom Dancing, which I heard on the drive to the station this morning. You got talk shows, you got Democracy Now, so you get another perspective on the world and the politics of it. It goes on and on. We'll probably mention a whole bunch more shows during the segment. So it's not just music shows, it's talk shows, it's things that make you think. It's and all sorts of music too, from punk and heavy metal to indie to pop to just about every kind of music you can think of is covered in station. So if you're bored of the regular stations, and that's probably why you've got us tuned in this morning, this is what we bring. And if you don't happen to like a particular show, maybe you tune in Thursdays and go, sugary sweet pop stuff, that's not really my thing, that's okay. You just wait until my show is done and you turn the station on again, and you'll probably find something a lot more appealing to your ears, because variety is the spice of life, and we are the spiciest station that's going.
Oh, that's a new tagline. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's always hard to explain the station to people who are coming to it with a fresh perspective. They're not aware of what community media is and what the role of this station is in the community. And I always kind of give it that same descriptor where it's almost like a television schedule rather than your traditional radio schedule, which is basically you can tune in to the majority of stations any time of the day and you kind of know what you're gonna get. And that's not always the case here, and that can be exciting and frustrating for different reasons for different people, but as you mentioned, yeah, there's so many different things out here, and highly encourage you to grab the actual physical schedule or check out online and kind of skim through it. And perhaps you already have a favorite DJ, or maybe you're about to discover a new favorite DJ depending on when you tune in. And as I've been mentioning that, there's lots of different new DJs because we are in the late section of fall here. Lots of new programmers coming through our doorways, lots of new students and all kinds of folks producing loads of new shows, bringing different perspectives and different music to the airwaves. So you're a musician in your own right. We'll get to that as well throughout the show, and lots of different things to talk about today. But I want to give you a chance to relax, enjoy some great tunes, and have the chance to open up the phone lines. Again, you can give us a call at area code 506-648-5925 if you'd like to get your pledge directly into the studio, into us today. If you want to have a quick chat on the phone with either of us, you know, that's an opportunity that is present to you pretty much every week, but especially this week, will be in good high spirits. And as is always the case, more and more and more these days, people are donating online at localfm.ca, the easiest way.
I mean, the reason Brian brought me in this morning is because we're expecting a flood of pledges, and we need somebody dedicated just to taking down your name and what you'd like to donate. So please call in. We're equipped to handle the flood of support that I'm sure you're going to be offering our station. So,
yeah, for sure. So this is an album that I played for a couple of weeks now, and just seems very fitting. I'm pretty much in love with the song on this album and also on the Lisa LeBlanc album, because they're both about coffee.
I like Lisa LeBlanc's coffee song. It's great.
So we'll play that one later and talk a little bit about that new album. Really awesome artist from New Brunswick who's now in Montreal, Lisa LeBlanc. First tell you about an artist who was just recently in St. John about a week ago, performing at Pepper's Pub, opening for St. John local Adam Washburn and another group. And he has a song called Surviving Just on Coffee. So we're going to play that song, maybe one or two more. I'm going to run downstairs, actually, and get a coffee because I haven't had a chance yet today. And you can do the same. One of my favorite lines of one of our programmers here is John Acker on Thursday mornings. He says, sit back, relax, and recharge your coffee cup, because we've got some great tunes coming your way. This is from Dylan Menzies' newest release, Adolescent Nature. It is it was actually a CBC Music 2016 Searchlight finalist. Really great artist in his own right. And we'll be hearing a track from this record and so much more. Again, you're tuned into a special edition of the mixtape during our funding drive week here. Give us a call, 648-5925. Here is Surviving Just on Coffee.
On her makeup, and she said I was a loser. I was feeling loose. Said that I ignored her, I ignored her, and I was not her kind. And I guess that she was right, but still I slept alone that night, and every night since then as well. I guess I've hit a dry spell. Maybe that's a sign that I should change my ways, or I should change my mind. Now, just like the sun, leave it far behind me. And now, drive all night, surviving just on coffee. Maybe she was right, I can't recall it all last night. That I had done, I'd completely come undone. Someone's gotta save me from the ship that's set adrift upon the ocean. And looking at it now, I should've saved it somehow. When she said I was a loser, some light-headed bruiser. But I know what I am, and there's no point in staying down and feeling broken. And now, just like the sound, leave it far behind me. Now, travel now, surviving just on coffee. Surviving just on coffee. Surviving.
It's Funding Drive Week here at Local 107.3 FM, and we want to show our thanks to you for supporting community radio in St. John. This year, a donation of $20 or more is eligible for our new Local 107.3 FM Friends card. Supporters of Local FM receive a donor card that includes discounts to many local businesses. But that's not all. Donations of $40 or more are not only eligible for the Friends card, but donors will also receive a newly designed Local 107.3 FM t-shirt created by local artist Ellen Higgins. Get more details and donate online at localfm.ca.
fun drives back. So stop playing with your hacky sack. Pick up the phone and call this number. If you don't, you'll just be dumber. 6485925. 6485925. Sing it with me. 6485925. We believe in you, 'cause you know that it's the right thing to do.
To make a pledge for Fun Drive, call 648-5925 or go on our website at www.cfmh.ca.
www.cfmh.ca. Maybe it's the same.
Was the third of three tracks from the most recently released EP from Helifax's Dark for Dark. That's an album called All Dressed, and you heard Orchard, Moon, Full Moon, and Blue Morning. You're listening to The Mixtape during our funding drive here at Local 107.3 FM. My name is Brian Cleveland, joined by guest special co-host Mark O'Connor on the other side of the board there.
Woohoo.
Is that a weird position for you to be in over there?
It is. It is. Yeah, I'm used to pushing all the buttons wrong, so I'm happy to be the guest so that things get done right this morning.
You ever feel like you're flying by the seat of your pants during Funding Drive? Because it, you know, it's a fun and exciting time, but sometimes you forget to do your normal things, which would be to tell you that The Mixtape is a show that airs every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. usually on Local 107.3 FM and localfm.ca. in St. John, New Brunswick, but it is also broadcast across Canada thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Association. They have some amazing services, but one of my favorite services is the Community Radio Exchange, something that you're also well familiar with and take advantage of, and that is something that we're able to become a member of and supporter of thanks to your contributions here as well to help us be able to cover our membership fees there. And it is a service where community media producers can upload their own content from their local station and send it out for syndication on tons of different community stations. This show is available on over a dozen community stations across Canada, so you might be listening to this at a different time in the future in a different location. Hello to you wherever you might be. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting community media and cool new Canadian music. And today we're going doubly long for 2 hours, all the way to 11 a.m. If you're listening to this live, it is October 25th, 2016, and our funding drive here at Local FM runs from the 23rd to the 29th. And also in that set of music, we heard from Dylan Menzies. We kicked it off with a track called Surviving Just on Coffee, which is in the middle of this new release called Adolescent Nature, which it's at the length where I'm not sure if and I'd have to ask him, is this an EP or an LP? It's seven tracks. It's around 30 minutes long. It's up to him, I suppose. There is, maybe it's a mini LP. I don't know.
Maybe it's an MP.
Yeah.
No, sorry. That acronym is already taken.
And we should also mention that way back at the beginning of the show, you heard from a group that you might be well familiar with if you're a regular listener of this program and the station, but that we haven't necessarily played particularly recently. It came back a few months ago in earlier parts of 2016. It is a local St. John band called Right Shitty. This is their album, Bachelor of Arts, and we kicked off the show nearly half an hour ago with a track from this album called Anhedonia, and they are playing our closing show. They're headlining our closing show here in St. John at Pepper's Pub. That is on Saturday, October 29th. It's only $5 at the door, proceeds going to our funding drive. So it is our big closing show, as we always do every single year, kind of like a Halloween show. Certainly everybody will be out dressed in their ghouliest on that Saturday evening, Halloween falling on Monday this year. Not the most party-focused days of the week. So, yeah, come out on Saturday. Come and see us. You can also make your pledge there or honor your previously made pledge. And we should continue to mention that the phone line here is area code 506, which you need if you're outside of the province, and 648-5925 during our funding drive. So, Mark, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about, you know, we've kind of talked about your radio show and the kinds of things that you do on your radio show, but what led you here? That's a question that I always find kind of interesting. Like, when did you become aware of community media in St. John?
Well, it's not that long a story. I used to haunt Backstreet Records. So during, I worked downtown, and during breaks, that might be a place I'd go during my lunch break, and always talk to Gordy Toffs, who was the proprietor, and just swap ideas about music and et cetera, et cetera. And one day he said to me, you should have a show on Local FM. And I said, what's Local FM? I was unaware. And the station hadn't been broadcasting too long before that. And he said, I've got a show on Local FM. And I started to tune in and seek out the station, and was really quite thrilled with what I was hearing, because I was always looking for something new. I love all the classic music that you hear on regular radio stations, but you get sick of it after a while. It's the same songs over and over. I always want something new, and the station afforded that to me, and I thought, oh, I could never be on the air. It's just too stressful. But, you know, and I traveled quite a bit, too, and I thought the schedule wouldn't work. Well, I had a period of time where I wasn't going to be traveling for about 9 months, and I thought, if I'm ever going to do it, I'm going to go down there. So with sweaty palms and on bended knee, I came to the station and introduced myself, And I don't think they thought I'd last too long here, but here we are almost a decade later. And I will say that it's been a ton of fun. I mean, it's one of the highlights of my week is coming in and doing the show. So I have to give some credit to Gordy Tufts for alerting me to the fact that there was an alternative station in our community that supported local music, that supported alternative programming, and to encourage me that I could do that. So turns out, and I like to say to people, anyone who's listening who would like to be involved with our station, we are always welcoming new members and new DJs and so forth. And I always say, if I can do it, you can do it.
It is really easy.
It. It's not that hard. You're nervous the first few episodes. After a month or so, you settle in. It's fine.
It's easy to forget that there's people out there listening to you until you ask them to call in during funding drive and everybody lights up the phone lines and pledges their support. Otherwise, you're just often in a room by yourself spinning records that you enjoy and speaking into an empty room. So it's not, you know, I think the daunting part of it disappears really quickly, maybe.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. No, you're just talking to your invisible friend like you've always done.
And then you forget that there's like hundreds of people out there that are enjoying what you're doing. But we hope that you hundreds of people out there help contribute to our funding drive. I'm going to tell you about some of the people that contributed to the funding drive thus far. And I'll tell you a little bit about our total if I grab my little book here.
He's grabbing his little book right now.
It's not that little.
It's big.
Seen some better days. It is our funding drive book. Yeah, I want to tell you about some of the awesome pledges that we've had and to tell you that we are trying to raise $5,000 this year. It's been our goal to raise $5,000 a year for a couple of years now. We've got really close on multiple years. And that's not to say that we haven't done really well. Pretty much every year we blow our funding drive total from the previous year out of the park. The closest that we got was about $3,600. And this year, we're already well on our way to making our goal. People in St. John and beyond have been incredibly generous to lots of different programs. And yeah, I want to thank Clinton out there, Dean, Sean, if you're listening, thanks so much for contributing $15, $100, $20, Emily with $20. They have June and Sarah in there as well. We had a really cool release show from a local clothing line last week that had a bunch of donations arrive there as well. Pension, thanks to them for supporting our funding drive. There's a couple of Michaels in here, so if your name is Michael, that might be you as well. Lots of generic names. Don't want to ruin anyone's privacy here. But if you're listening out there, Scott or Sarah, we definitely want you to know that we very much appreciate your contributions to our funding drive. And that's all to say that our present total as of today is $1,255.75. I love that it goes to cents. Other people were getting very frustrated and trying to make it equal a whole dollar. But maybe that's you. Maybe you're out there and you want to donate a certain amount that ends with 25 cents so that we have a whole number. But that's all to say that is 25% of our goal, which is absolutely amazing. Usually funding drive kind of ramps up as the week goes on. And it was really nice to start off with a really big bang.
And Brian, how can people donate if they want to donate? What ways can they do it?
Yeah, it literally couldn't be easier. If you've never made a pledge before, it's really, really easy. It's absolutely painless. You can just give us a call at 506-648-5925. But perhaps you're phone shy and you don't want to call. The easiest way to donate and the way that many, many people donate now, pretty much every year, most of the donations and a rising number of the donations come in online. And that is localfm.ca, and you can let us know all about how you support the arts and culture in St. John and this platform for community media. And we'd love to hear from you. But you know, if you're a little less shy, you can come by our studios. They are on the UNB St. John campus in Milledgeville, I guess we kind of are. I never really know quite the exact area. In the TJ Condon Student Center, and that is room 235 through to 239 or something like that. Just follow the warmth of the airwaves. You'll find us. You can hear us in the building even. So
yeah, it's like we're like the Pied Piper. You can just follow the songs and you'll
follow the siren song of Mark O'Connor. He'll bring you here.
you know, if you go and donate online, which is what most of our listeners and supporters do, you can check out some of the things that we've done with your money from past years. We have a brand new spiffy website. So when you go online, you can see all the things. There's a built-in media player, which is something we've coveted for many years. So you can go through all the pages on our website, check out the programming, and listen to the station no matter what you click on. So, and you don't need to download a player or anything like that. So we made it really easy to listen to our station online in your office, where you're working, whatever you're doing. You can do it with portable media now, I believe. Is that correct, Brian?
Yeah, you can even pretty much go on any device, any computer, any mobile device at all. And as soon as you load up the page, it automatically scales the size to whatever it is that you are using. You can even, it's kind of interesting, actually, if you're on your browser and you go into the corner and kind of move the browser around to different sizes, it actually scales automatically. It's super responsive, both on your own computer and on portable mobile devices. And at the very bottom, as soon as you load the page, there's a play button there. And super conveniently, you can click around the page too. So there's a schedule on there that you can find. And if you go to the main page, click play, you can kind of bounce around, find the schedule, learn about our programming, upcoming events, news, and also information on, as Mark mentioned, becoming a programmer as well.
And this is something you, our listeners, our dear supporters, have done. We wouldn't have been able to do this, to bring this new website with all of its functionality to make it more convenient for you to tune into your favorite shows, if it wasn't for your support and prior fund drives. We have more things, though. We would like to bring better coverage to our listeners in the community. We have a brand new transmitter, but we need an engineering brief, and we need some other things to sort of patch up the holes where our coverage is poor. I live out in one of the valleys, and coverage there is just on the fringe. So that's always been on my wish list, is to be able to tune in the station a little easier and get a clearer signal. And these things are possible with your help and your support. So if you call 648-5925, or as Brian says, if you happen to be phone shy and don't want to call 648-5925, you just go to Local FM, you Google Local FM, it takes you right to our fancy new website that you, our listeners, help make a reality. And it's so easy to donate, and any amount would be wonderful. And we've got gifts and incentives to help you along. You want to mention those, Brian?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really glad that you started talking a little bit about Gordy earlier in the program here in this break, because one of our major supporters, basically since the station's existence, and probably even before the station, you know, in one of its even earlier iterations, as its history goes back to 1972. But we should also mention as well that we are in the throes of our 15th anniversary. We're about to conclude our 15th year on the FM dial, which is absolutely amazing. Completely impossible without your contributions over the years. We've done so many things. We'll tell you a bit more about that. But yeah, Backstreet Records is one of the places that you can get a discount all year long, and all you have to do is contribute at least $20. You'll become officially, you can call Local 107.3 FM your friend. We're always your friend. The radio is your friend. You can hug it, you can talk to it, it'll talk back to you. It's a great listener, a great talker. But you'll officially become a friend by contributing at least $20 and putting in your pocket our brand new Local FM Friends card. And this friend's card that you can pick up after you make your pledge gives you some really amazing discounts to lots of local businesses. And that includes Backstreet Records, where you get 10% off everything except for consignment or sale items. So that means if you're a person out there, and that's not even talking about all the other discounts, I know a lot of these people that spend at least $200 a year at Backstreet Records. I know you're out there. Yeah. I know people that probably spend at least $100 a week at Backstreet Records. You're going to get 10% off all of those purchases and automatically reap the rewards of your donation. You'll get back basically the entirety of your donation in contributions from purchases at Backstreet Records. And I should also let you know that Gordy has offered very, very kindly to also sell these cards at Backstreet Records. So another way that you contribute is just go uptown, go to Backstreet Records, pop into Gordy, put down your $20, and take home a card that will give you 10% off at Backstreet Records for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we appreciate the support of Backstreet Records for sure. And I know that anyone that's listening to this station right now is probably a vinyl lover. If you're a lover of vinyl, this is probably the station you tune into most frequently. And again, Brian says that he knows people who spend $200 a year on various music products at Backstreet Records. So what a deal and what support, and we're grateful to the support of Backstreet Records and Gordy Toffs.
Yeah, and that's only one of the discounts that you receive. You also get happy hour prices all day, every day at Port City Royal. You'll also receive $4.95 Palomas, which is a great deal on a nice fancy drink at Taco Pica Restaurant, another longtime supporter of the station.
I love Taco Pica.
Yeah, definitely one of our favorite restaurants here, and also is a business that has supported us, and also a business that has had employees and operators with shows in the past for many different years. Heartbreak Boutique, 10% off regularly priced items. Real Food Connections, 15% off all prepared lunch items. So that includes sandwiches, curry bowls, soups, and so much more. Pretty awesome deal. Tondi Restaurant, great Thai restaurant uptown, a 10% off all purchases there. And also Decimal 81, 10% off. So, you know, if...
Fantastic.
Yeah, just amazing. It's so easy to pick up this card. And if you donate at least $20, you'll very, very easily make back that money in rewards over the years. So, yeah, you can make a donation to Local FM's Funding Drive. Again, the phone number 506-648-5925. You can also swing by our offices on the UMB St. John campus, or you can donate online at localfm.ca.
We'd love to have your support. And in addition, if you donate $40, you are eligible, not eligible, you will get and receive a specially designed t-shirt, a Local FM t-shirt. And Brian and I were just oohing and aahing over it off air. It's a beautiful design. Who designed that, Brian?
Yeah, that was a design by Ellen Higgins, who's an individual that's been peripherally involved in a lot of different design work for the radio station. And also one of the other things, she's multi-talented, as are many different people that we know in the arts and culture community in St. John. She also made a really awesome cake for the Women's Collective kickoff a few months ago that was delicious. But a really awesome shirt. You can find the image online. Kind of has this like interesting old-timey radio and clock aesthetics to it. But I'm definitely biased, obviously. But I want you to know that I wouldn't lie to you. This is by far the nicest shirts that we've ever had here. Like, I'm really, really excited about them.
It's the greatest t-shirt ever. It's better than the Trump t-shirt. It's the most awesome t-shirt. And just call us, 648-5925, pledge $40, and the best t-shirt you've ever seen. You'll never regret it. You'll just think, I should have donated even more. I should have got two.
And a great print job by Printworks, which is another local company. And I'd like to talk about a little bit here, but first we're going to take a break. We'll throw through some music. But I want to tell you kind of about the impact of your dollar on this organization, but also on the community as a whole. One great little tidbit that I've been researching over the last couple of years is kind of the impact on the economy of arts and culture, because it's something that you don't always talk about, you know, that there's actually a really strong economic impact by supporting arts and culture within your community. We'll tell you a little bit about that. But again, we still have a full hour, so lots of different things to tell you about. I'd like to play from your new album, Mark, and it's your second project this year, so you've clearly been incredibly busy all year long.
Yeah. Well, I can offer to listeners, too, by the way, because I am, I do like writing songs. It's a great hobby. And if people would like to donate and would like a song written, I would be more than willing to do that. You just have to propose a subject or an idea or a person that you might like to give it to, or whatever your reason. Maybe you haven't had anything written for you. I would love to write something for you. So call in and I can donate that. And yeah, it's my second project. It's called Begat, kind of a biblical word, I guess. The guitar player in Sir Mark Hill. I had two possible titles and he immediately picked that one. So I went, okay, that's the way I'm going. And it's a record about transhumanism, which is a word I don't really like too much, but it's really how the acceleration and technological development is impacting people. And some of them are just kind of goofy songs or Hollywood songs, and others are a little more thoughtful. But I thought it was a great way for me to collect up all the weirdest stuff I'd ever done that had that sort of theme running through it, sometimes very clearly, and other times I may be a little more loose with that theme. So I put it all together, and I've got a bass player, Paul Healy, and some drummers that I found on a musician website that share tracks. So I've put this collection together, and weird stuff. I don't know. Do you like anything on it, Brian?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to give it a real thorough listen. I've just been hearing the different tracks that people have been playing and that I've been throwing on myself. The first track is probably the track I've played the most, the track that I'd love to start off with. And then we can kind of delve into this a little bit more because we have lots of time to talk about this. But that's a track called Get Up and Go. It's just, I don't know, it's a kind of, to me, it's just like a really straightforward, fun.
It's kind of got a Led Zeppelin drum beat to it, and then I end up kind of pseudo-rapping, and it's very upbeat, positive message, which is kind of unusual for a record that's, I sort of take a more darker tone overall, more dystopian tone, only because as a writer it's more fun. That's not actually how I feel about the future. I'm actually very optimistic about the future. So yeah, Get Up and Go is a kind of real fun get up, and it'll get your blood pumping, and maybe help your fingers to dial 648-5925, or maybe check out our website again. We've got this great website now, Local FM. So you Google Local FM, and easy, just a click, and you can donate. PayPal is the way people like to do it, and we've certainly got that functionality for you. And we couldn't have this great new website and allowing us to interact with you as our listeners and supporters without your help in past fund drive. So please, we need your support again. We've got other things that we want to do. And in the meantime, I guess I'm going to entertain you.
Yeah, right on. All right. So stay tuned right here to Local 107.3 FM. This is the mixtape. You might be thinking we're almost done, but we're going doubly long today for 2 hours. So we'll be sure to be back. We'll tell you about some more music, tell you a little bit more about Mark's music. I'd love to get Mark's perspective from the other side of community media as a musician who has interacted a lot with community media, both in St. John and beyond, and kind of, just kind of chat a little bit about that. I'd love to tell you a little bit more about some of the projects that we've done in the past and that we'll be doing in the future. And yeah, also tell you a little bit about the impact of your dollar on this organization and the community of St. John. So much more to tell you about. Again, 648-5925 or localfm.ca. Here is Get Up and Go by Sir. We're also going to hear from Lisa LeBlanc and also Laura Sauvage in that set of music. So a couple of tracks coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Get up and go. I'm gonna get up and go. Got things to do and places to be, people to meet and mouths to feed, minds to explore, warnings to heed, songs to write and stories to read. I'm gonna get up and go. 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 Gonna make it better, gonna leave a mark. Wanna change their world, wanna do my part. I'm gonna dig deep down inside, conquer my fears, face my lies. Spent those years wringing my hands, but all it took was to walk like a man. Trembling with rage, spit in my face, and everybody knows you better know your place. I'm gonna get up and go. 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 Rumors and gossip and tales out of school, think nobody heard about the golden rule. I moved on cause I'm nobody's fool. Sky is blue, the sky is free, the sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble. Miscommunication, misconfiguration, misdiagnosis, misinterpretation. The tongue is a flame, a dragon's breath. Away my words, assess their health. Everybody get up and go. 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 Got things to do and places to be, people to meet and mouths to feed, minds to explore, warnings to heed, songs to write and stories to read. Everybody get up and go. Come on, everybody get up and go. Everybody Everybody get up and go. Everybody get up and go. Gonna make it better, gonna leave a mark. Wanna change their world, wanna do my part. I'm gonna dig deep down inside, conquer my fears, face my lies. I spent those years wringing my hands, but all it took was to walk like a man. Trembling with rage, spit in my face, and everybody knows you better know your place. And gossip and tales of the school. You think nobody heard about the golden rule. And I moved on cause I'm nobody's fool. The sky is blue, the sky is free. The sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble. The sky is blue, the sky is free. The sky's the limit for the visionary. All I hear is static, the message is garbled. Something about our blue marble.
Coming up to that time of year again, friends, the local 107.3 FM funding drive this October 23rd to 29th. We ask you to open up your hearts and your pocketbooks to help our listener-supported station remain strong as the community voice of St. John. Go to localfm.ca/donate or call in to 506-648-5667. That's the local FM funding drive October 23rd to 29th, 2016. Be there or be square.